Hello?
Oh, hey, Chris. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. So I was following up with you regarding the Google Guaranteed program. I know last we spoke, I told you that Google won't really offer that until the local Google business profile is listed live, and that's already launched. So good for you. You got that done in a timely manner. So one thing I want you to do now that that listing is live is to work on some getting some five-star reviews on it here and there. So I'll send you a review generator email that will help you with that. And it's pretty self-explanatory, but you probably would just copy it and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients. And it's already linked up to your Google profile. So most people will actually leave a review on it just because it's just a matter of a click of a button. Make sense?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So let me just find that email and I'll send it to you. Learn. So one thing that you would need, the Google Guaranteed program, have you seen the companies that are in that section where there's the little green check mark next to their name?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay.
Let me see. Where would the check mark be?
I just put in junk removal, Easton, PA, and I saw Two Brothers Junk Removal. They have the green check mark next to them. And then Junk 911 LLC. There's a couple of Junk 911 doesn't have the Google Guaranteed. It's just the Two Brothers Junk Removal that has it. So what that means is it's a brand new program. It's an exclusive lead program through Google. And in order to qualify for it, you have to pass a background check. So are you licensed and insured and all of that good stuff?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I figured. And then part of the qualification is they're going to want to see at least five five-star reviews on the Google listing. So that's why I sent you that review generator link. You can start utilizing that right away, whether you use Google Guaranteed or not. Either way, the reviews will help you. But if you wanted to pass the background check, that's something that they're going to want to see. And then that process takes approximately 4 to 8 weeks. Now, since it's a newer program through Google, they are knocking them out closer to the 4-week mark. And the reason it's called Google Guaranteed is it's an exclusive lead program through Google, okay? So the Google will guarantee your work or insure it, if you will, up to $2,000 per client once you're with that program. So let's say that you have a disgruntled client down the road and, you know, they're complaining and they want their money back. If that's a valid, complaint, Google would intervene and refund the client up to $2,000. Okay. So in order to start this program, all we charge is a one-time non-refundable application fee of $250. And then once you pass the background check and all of that's approved, it's $44 per lead. And how it would differ, have you ever tried like a Thumbtack or a Home Advisor, those lead services that are out there currently?
Yeah, I'm on Home Advisor, Angie's List right now.
Okay. So you're familiar, yeah, because so those companies, they'll sell the lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. With this, Google would only send it to you, okay? And then what we require in order to start it is a minimum of 13 leads per month, which would give you a budget of about $574. So I want to make sure that you know that that activation budget doesn't start until you pass the background check, but also you're not married into that $574 per month. That's the minimum activation budget that they would, you know, charge 4 to 8 weeks down the road. With your approval, they would contact you and let you know, hey, you passed the background check. Do you want to do the activation budget now? And then let's say that within that first month, they send you 10 leads and only 5 of them are valid because our department would monitor it. And if you ever got a bogus lead, you wouldn't be charged for it. So you're only charged for the ones that are actual clients. Okay. So if that were the case, you were only using within that month $220 of that activation budget. You didn't use the full $574 because only 5 of the leads were valid, right? So the next month, your budget would just be $220. They would just charge you. It's kind of like an escrow account. They just charge you for the leads that you took the prior month to kind of replenish that bucket, if you will.
Well, now my question is, like, how do they verify that it was like an actual lead? Because, like, the problem I'm having right now with, like, Angie's List, Home Advisor thing is the fact that, like, they'll send me stuff, they automatically charge me for it, but then, like, they'll sit there and give you the rhetoric of, hey, you know, you can call them within 15 minutes, you're 60% more likely to get it, you know, you have to, you know, call, you know, 1-2 days. They've charged me, like, up to, like, $150. For a lead, and then you call the place, and you call the place, and you call them, and you get no answer. You leave messages, you send them emails, and you get nothing from them.
Right.
And then you sit there, and you talk to Angie's List, and you're like, hey, listen, like, it didn't go. And, like, they'll credit you some, but they won't credit you all of them.
Yeah,
so, like,
you know,
your budget,
your
budget disappears.
Yep. Well, that's why I was kind of explaining to you how this is the other side of the coin, and people all over the country where this is even available, they're freaking out by it because it's such a good program, because at the end of the day, nobody says, let's Angie's List it. People say, let's Google it, right? So it's an exclusive lead program through Google. And to answer your question, they put a call tracking number on the Google guaranteed listing so that our department can monitor it. When people call you, they're making sure it's only valid clients. So if you get a number and you're not getting a hold of them or no one's getting back to you, then obviously you're not going to be charged for that. You're only going to be charged for the ones where it's actual clients. And on top of that, if you were charged for one that was an actual client and you don't agree with it, you always have the entire Google Guaranteed Support team over here at Local Splash where you can have them go in and review those, and sometimes they even provide extra credits for those as well. So, you know, it's a really cool program. I know just based on talking to you initially that you would absolutely love it. And, you know, probably it would save you a ton of money down the road on the Angie lead because, you know, why would you continue to pay for leads like that if you're paying up to $150 and they're bogus leads and they're charging you for ones that they shouldn't be when, you know, this program, it's so much more cost effective. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, the thing is, like, my Google account is live right now.
Yes.
And, like, I'm getting nothing from it. Is there a reason for that?
Yes. First page placement does take 30 to 45 days, and you're 2 weeks in with us. So the good news is you got the listing verified and published ahead of the curve, so probably you'll see results a little bit quicker than that. But I always tell people that, of course, you'll see activity within the first month, right, because we start the programming right away. But it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's where it comes to full fruition. Have you been on your dashboard at all to see the results that you have received? Let me look and see if there's anything going on yet. So give me one second here.
I haven't checked it within the last few days, but, like, I see, like, it'll say, you know, X amount of clicks or, you know, stuff like that, but it doesn't seem like anything is going farther than somebody clicking on the ad or whatever it is.
So that could be also due to reviews, because look at it like this. Let's say that you needed a service and you Googled it and companies came up on the first page and you click over to someone's site that looks pretty nice, but there's companies up there next to them that have a lot of 5-star reviews, and then there's this one that's just kind of like a blank page. That might be affecting which company they're actually calling. So that's one reason why I actually wanted you to start working on that, whether you use the Google Guaranteed or not, because it will also help jumpstart your results on the program that you already have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, with the package, it is showing that you've had 28 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads that we're running. And then 2 clicks to your site through the Google, which is, you know, phenomenally well since you've already been with us only 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
Right.
Did anything pan out in those ones that actually filled out the form on the Facebook?
No, not that I've seen. Facebook, is that the...
So on the dashboard where it says leads, it says 2 leads. There's a Tom Gergic and a Susan King Adeleta. Tom, he put that he was in Nazareth and he was looking for a small project help and mixing things around in the garage. 7 hours for $150. So I don't know if he's saying he pays $150 an hour, did he needs that time 7 or what, but he left his phone number. And the other one is Susan, she's in Washington Township, and she just put that she needed junk removal, and she left her phone number.
Okay, I see how this is now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can follow up with those. One thing that I can do, oh, actually, I see they've already started the weekly post, so that's great. I see that on the post section. So we'll continue with those weekly posts. That tends to get you results a little bit quicker. So the only reason I suggest to do the Google Guaranteed now as opposed to waiting, you know, 6 weeks and then doing it is because that background check takes a little bit of time to get approved. So sometimes people wait until they actually want to try it, and then they get frustrated because they're like, oh, man, I thought I could just try it right away, but they don't realize there's the background check. So, you know, the only thing it would be costing you right now if you wanted to try it is just that, you know, $250 application fee. And you don't have to do that right now. If you want to kind of think about it, because I know I sent you an email about it in the past, you could do that as well. And then, you know, I could follow up in a couple of weeks and see where you're at that time.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to my wife about it.
Okay. One thing you could do, if you wanted to, just to kind of allot some more funds in the marketing to try it without having to pay a whole lot extra, is your program does include $100 worth of Facebook ads. So when they charge you on June 9th, which is your next monthly payment, that includes that fresh batch of Facebook ads. So depending on how your follow-up goes with these leads, if you get them and they're panning into jobs, obviously you'll want to keep the Facebook on there. But let's say that they're not panning out for you, you could take those off, and that would lower your subscription to $199, and then you could take that extra $100 and put it towards the application fee. You know what I mean?
Is that what that thing is on Facebook where it says, oh, let me go to it so I can.
Let me look at your Facebook.
Oh, because, like, is that where they're talking? Is that something different? Because, like, I made a post of a pool removal I did.
Okay.
And at the bottom of the post, it says, see insights and ads, boost post.
What that means. I can ask the Facebook ad department, but what happens when you click on Boost Post?
Like, it brings you up to, like, it says, like, get more calls, add your phone number, and then at the bottom, like, it says estimated daily results, and it says for $15, the link clicks will go from 94 to 243. People reached will be 735 to 2.1 to 2100. And it says the duration of days will be 5 and it will start on June 4th. And then you can sit there and adjust it. And if you adjust it to like $30, it'll go from that 96 to 192 clicks to 486 clicks, and I'll reach 1,500 to 4,200 people for a 5-day boost.
You know what I think that is, Chris? Is I think that that's Facebook just offering you to run the ads by yourself, because right now you don't have to worry about $30 here or increasing it there, because our team is managing that for you, right? So you don't have to worry about that. But some people like to run their own Facebook ads. So I think it sounds like it might be a solicitation through Facebook. Like, hey, if you want to run some extra ads directly, you could do that too. But I'll check with the Facebook ad department just to make sure that that's what that means. But I think that that's probably what it is, you know, Facebook's offering. Because, you know, most people want a company to manage it because, you know, it makes it more cost effective and less time consuming on your end. But you don't have to have a company to do Facebook ads. Some people go directly to Facebook and just run the ads themselves. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, because I'm, like, just looking at the Facebook thing and, like, there's, like, a garbage truck on it. And
yep.
I thought I had a conversation with them about the whole garbage truck thing with the website and everything that, like, I'm not a commercial or residential, like, waste service. Like, I'm not a waste management or anything like that.
So I don't know who you spoke with about that, but I can absolutely have that replaced with a different picture. That's not a problem. Let me just check on your website if they did that. What about the logo? The logo has like a cute little like cement looking truck, which I don't think that would probably be applicable either, would it?
I don't think so either, because like I said, I talked to somebody and they adjusted the website.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't see the truck on the website, but I still see it on the Facebook. So I can have them definitely fix that, and then I'll have them fix the logo too. Even if it were like a pickup truck or something, that would be more applicable than like a cement truck. I don't know where where they came up with that. I mean, it's a cute logo and all, but I don't think it's probably the best logo for what you do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because like I said, like my whole thing is, you know, the property preservation, cleaning up properties, and demolition.
Yep, absolutely. So out of curiosity, if you click on that Boost Facebook and it's telling you $30 increase it and this is what your numbers would look like, if you click on that, does it say like, enter your billing information to pay that, or does it? Oh, yeah. So that's definitely a solicitation through Facebook, just offering to have you run some ads directly. So, yeah, you don't have to do that, because if you did, you'd kind of be duplicating what we're doing here. But it is good for you to know that you can in the future. If you ever took the $100 off with us monthly and you just wanted to do it yourself, or if you wanted to save some of that money and put it towards the application fee for Google Guaranteed, you know, now you know that you have a couple of options to kind of play around with it, you know?
Right.
Yep. Okay, so I'll get these revisions sent over for the logo update and then also for the waste management looking truck picture to be taken off the Facebook. Other than that, do you have a preference for the logo, something that you would think is pretty cool? Because I can give them like a specific idea if you like.
Oh, my brain hurts.
I hear you, because I feel like I am the most non-creative person out there. And sometimes when I see the logos they come up with, I'm like, wow, that is so cool. Like, I would have never thought of that, you know. But when I try to come up with it, I just have like a block there. Like, I don't feel like I'm very creative.
Well, because like I said, because I kind of want to stick to like demolition, but like I don't exactly know what logo would like embody like property preservation and demolition.
Because
right now the house that I'm working at, it's kind of like I'm a jack of all trades, and I've, like I said, I've done land clearing, I've done pressure washing. Right now I'm even doing drywall work. I absolutely hate it, but he's paying me to do it.
Right.
I'm fixing walls inside the house. I have a massive clear out of this house. And then when it's all said and done, I got landscaping to do and the whole entire house cleaning to do. So, like I said, the property preservation is so broad in a sense.
Yeah, I'm looking. I put like that idea just into Google, and I clicked on images, property preservation and demolition logos. And I was just looking to see if there's anything that kind of speaks to me on these logos, you know, that I could recommend. Another thing you could do is if there's something special about you personally that you wanted to showcase, you could tie that into your company to help with branding. So, example, my mom used to be a manufacturer's rep for a necktie company, right? But she's from Copenhagen, Denmark. And in Copenhagen, Denmark, there is a statue of a topless little mermaid out there on the water. And it's from the old Hans Christian Andersen book. And he's from Denmark, the author. That's where Disney got the original idea. So she created a logo with the topless little mermaid. It was kind of cute because it was cartoonish, but she's wearing a necktie around her neck. And I tell you, nobody ever forgot about my mom because that logo was so memorable and so catching. You know, when people saw it, they're like, oh, here comes Eva from Denmark. Like, everybody knew that that was like her signature logo. So, yeah, with that being said, if there's something special that you're into, I could send that idea over to them and they could try to create a logo around that just to help with branding. Cause, you know, obviously Aflac insurance has nothing to do with a duck, but when people see that duck, they relate it to that, right? Cause it's a huge branding campaign, you know? So.
Right.
Yeah. So just some food for thought. If you think of anything like that, let me know. If not, I'll have them just put something new together. And then if you don't like it again, just let us know. We'll change it again. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to stick with it if you're not happy with it. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Cause the only thing I can think of is like, cause the name of the company is, you know, CW and Sons.
Oh.
And I have three sons and we're all CW.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's kind of
so maybe like a bigger CW and the three smaller CWs or something like that or something, you know, relating to this and Sons. Okay, that's somewhere to start, you know. Okay, I'm going to send that idea over to them and just kind of see what they come up with. And I'll preface it and let you know, Chris, that we do logos as a, you know, as a courtesy, but by no means are we graphic artists or anything like that. We don't charge extra for it, you know. So sometimes people say, oh, I want this, you know, huge elaborate logo done with all of this extra work. You know, then sometimes they say, well, you have to contact a graphic artist to do it. But if it's something simple where we can think of like, you know, a larger CW with the three smaller ones and tie it into your business, I'll absolutely have them put something together and we'll get that up there, you know, within 1 to 3 business days. Okay.
Or even if it's like, I don't know, like the outline of like a man with like three smaller like outlines or something, or you like staggered the outlines of like, you know,
I was thinking that. I almost said stick figure, but I didn't want to mean stick figure because they have to come up with something better than that. But I was thinking that too, like a bigger man with the three smaller ones, and then maybe outlining put CW next to the bigger man and then Ann Sons next to the three. You know what I mean? I think that that would be very cool. So I'll send that idea over to them. And, you know, like I said, they're the ones that do the creation. So I'll just kind of see what they come up with. Okay.
Okay.
And then for the Google guaranteed, you're going to talk to your wife. So do you want me to follow up with you in a couple of days?
You can probably follow up with me tomorrow afternoon. Well, my afternoon, because you're in California, right?
Right. Exactly. Okay. So you want to say like 3 o'clock or?
Yeah, because what, 3 o'clock my time is what, like noon for you?
Yep. Yep. Maybe 3:30-ish would be better.
Yeah, that would work.
Okay. So I will send myself a reminder right now to call you tomorrow around 3:30 your time. Okay. So you are all good to go. So yeah, thank you for that idea. I think it's going to come out super cute, whatever they come up with. And then in the meantime, if your wife has any questions, remember, I'm at extension 777, so feel free to have her call me as well, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.